Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today, speaking with the Dallas County attorney, Janine Ritchie. And Janine, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, Shaquan.
You are absolutely welcome, and want to get your thoughts and some comments. I know there's been a lot of conversation surrounding the new criminal court building. There was a bond referendum that was on the ballot for the November general election. Now this ballot or the bond referendum failed to pass from the election. So in your minds, I know during this latest supervisors meeting, you guys held a workshop talking about the next steps. Can you just go over what is next to happen in line since that didn't pass?
Certainly. We did speak about the bond referendum this morning during the Board of Supervisors meeting. It was kind of a post-mortem. We just kind of reviewed how we can improve, what our next thoughts are. And I think that it was brought to our attention that this bond referendum can be brought on an annual basis. So I think the future is looking good. The board wants to move forward with more planning and talk with the architect, Farnsworth Group out of Waukee, and maybe some comments that the public has made, try to incorporate those. We heard that the amount was very expensive, and that was $56.9 million for the bond, and maybe kind of look and see what we can do either to trim some of that cost down, put forward a longer education campaign for the public, focus on the need for the criminal to be separated from the civil cases and continue to use the original courthouse, which is such a magnificent building and very iconic in the city of Adel as you drive in from the south and see those red tiles on the roof. It's just a beautiful building and something that we as Dallas County residents are proud of, and working in that building on a daily basis has been a real privilege. But we also need to consider what our future growth is. And with the county's population, we're seeing the need to expand and have more availability for court space. And that's really the purpose and what we'd like to get that message to the public and start sooner next year.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just wanted to bring up a point real fast. You talk about all the money invested, the $56.9 million. So what about like those expenses that have already been done with the project? How is that going to be, I guess, facilitated?
Well, that was already in the budget to move to have consultation with the Farnsworth Group, who has done several of the county projects, and then also to go through a voting system to determine a construction manager at risk. And that would be our builders. And I think that all that expense that we've already done will still continue to be used and has been in the budget for this project, and will still have good use from those blueprint plans and also dealing with a construction manager. So eventually when we do break ground, we'll be ready to go.
Again, we are speaking here with the Dallas County attorney, Janine Ritchie. And Janine, is there any implications with not having the bond referendum pass? Is there anything with it not? What does that mean, I guess, going forward is my question.
Sure. The county offices will all be out of the courthouse by the end of this month in November. And with the county offices being in our new county administration building just across the street from the courthouse, that will open up more space, and there will be a remodel project in the courthouse for at least one new courtroom that will be a jury courtroom. That will give us four jury courtrooms to utilize for both criminal cases and civil cases, which will be very, very helpful. And hopefully that will be a 12 to 18 month project, and we'll get that the first floor remodeled and see if that eases some of the planning and administration of how those cases get handled and when they get handled. But with still the numbers that we are seeing in growth of the number of cases being prosecuted, the number of law enforcement officers being hired in a new capacity, It just means that we're busy and we're just having more and more cases go to trial all the time.
Before I let you go, I do want to hit another subject. You're retiring from being the Dallas County attorney. And so if you want to just share real fast how long that you've been serving as a Dallas County attorney and maybe just say some words about the people you've worked alongside and just, like I said, serving the residents of Dallas County.
I started my career here as a prosecutor in the county attorney's office in January of 1989. So I've been here almost 36 years.
Wow.
And it's been, it's been a real privilege to serve in the capacity. Most of that time, I was the first assistant county attorney under two different administrations. And then January of 23, I became, by appointment of the board, became the county attorney and have enjoyed these past 2 years in this leadership role. I've always felt drawn to prosecution and sort of trying to seek justice and to speak up for those victims that don't have a voice, whether they be children of abuse situations or a victim of domestic violence or a victim of a homicide. My role has always been to hold people accountable for their actions and to assist, again, with the victims in seeking justice. And it's been my privilege to serve the residents of Dallas County in that capacity.
It's been a privilege in the short time that we've worked alongside of each other. It's been just my pleasure to get to know you. And yeah, you've been great. So congratulations on everything, Janine, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Shaquan. I appreciate the well wishes. And I'm not going away. I'm just going to take a break and see what other areas of the law that might interest me. So thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, that is the Dallas County attorney, Janine Ritchie, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.